And now it's time for the Wildside News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
American trails. Grab a backpack, put on some good hiking shoes, and get lost. Nothing better. Unless you'd rather strap on a helmet and head off on your mountain bike, or saddle up your horse and giddy up to the high country, or rev up your three-wheeler and rip along a trail. And that's just the beginning. We bring you a live overview of the 17th National Trail Symposium from Austin, Texas, when we return here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Less than 2 weeks until Election Day, America's bracing for what looks like another election by court decree. With claims of fraud popping up faster than mushrooms following a summer rain, this election is already in the courts. Somewhere, somehow, we may learn something from this. Hold on to your voter registration cards. We may need to take two on this one. And so, as America searches for a new path, we turn our attention to people all across America who take to the paths, byways, and trails, as we feature the 17th Annual National Trail Symposium, being held today through Sunday in Austin, Texas. The Wildside News extends a great big greeting to all the new listeners who are tuning in because they are part of the American trail system. For those of you who cannot be in Austin, we invite you to attend through this live broadcast on the Wildside News. Listen now live, and listen again anytime from the archives at wildsidenews.com. Joining us today are two of the people who make this event possible, Pam Gluck and Roger Bell. In our second segment, we talk with Bob Searns, who is cutting paths to the future in our urban centers. And in segment three, we talk with Butch Smith about the past and future of Austin's wonderful Town Hall hike and bike trail, and the dreams for the Lance Armstrong commuter trail. Trails, they're not just for walking anymore. So now I want to welcome Pam Gluck and Roger Bell to the Wildside News. Pam, welcome. Hello.
Hello, Sydney.
Yes, thank you. Pam is the executive director of American Trails, and she wants to open this tribute to American Trails with a welcome to all our listeners. Pam, I turn it over to you.
Yes, hi. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome all of our trail friends tuning in out there, and we wish you could all be here in beautiful Austin with us. It's a great day here in Austin. Lots of people out using the Town Lake Hike and Bike Trail, which is a national recreation trail, and a lot of those people are heading over to the National Trail Symposium, and we're really excited. We have a large turnout from people from all over the country and even internationally, and wish everyone could join us.
Well, Pam, I want to thank you. You have been very busy putting this together. I've been in that situation, so I'm going to cut you loose so that you can go out and get everything done and make everybody happy and turn this event into a giant success.
Oh, it's going to be, and thank you so much for this opportunity, Sydney.
Pam, it's a pleasure
to see you on the trail.
There you go.
I
look forward to taking a walk together sometime.
Thank you.
Okay. And so now we have Roger Bell. He's probably getting on the phone here. He's the chair of American Trails. Roger, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Good to talk with you again.
Nice to talk to you.
You bet. Well, listen, let's start with the mission of American Trails, the organization. Tell us about that.
Well, we're really an organization that tries to incorporate all the trail interests. And we envision having a trail within 15 minutes of all Americans.
That's a great concept.
That's a large vision.
Mm-hmm. Now, you actually embrace, as you say, all of the different modes of transportation on the trails. Why don't you cover that just so we understand really the breadth of the trail system?
Well, there's all kinds of trail users, of course. Hikers, bikers, motorcyclists, equestrians, inline skaters, canoers. Believe it or not, there's water trails, so there's a huge variety of trail users, and American Trails tries to represent them all or reflect them all, perhaps is another way. Our board, for example, includes members from a variety of those user groups and cities and other trail entities. It's really amazing. I mean, the name of this conference is Emerging Role of Trails and American Lifestyles, and it's amazing to me how much trails have become a part of our whole infrastructure of the country.
We're going to be really looking into that in depth throughout this show, specifically focusing on the role of trails in urban environments, because that seems to, well, it is a hugely successful new form of thinking in terms of trails, and there's some great examples that we're going to focus on. But trails also involve high country trails, and I think that's kind of where you got your start, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm actually a trail builder, and I started building trails in the high country years ago, thinking that's where trails were. In high altitude Forest Service projects, and then began to realize that they were growing up right in my own backyard in the town that I live in and the cities and the counties around me. And my career has really focused as much on developing, designing, and building trails in those areas as it has in the backcountry.
Now, what actually brought you to this point where that became your career?
Interesting question. My brother was doing this work, and I just got interested. It seemed like he was having a lot of fun out in the woods building trails, and so I got interested. I was actually a college administrator, have a PhD, was planning to do that as my business, but I just got interested in trails, and they kind of took over my life.
Well, that what a great way to go. It's a great path, career path to follow.
Yeah, it is, and I'm sort of in the twilight of my career, but having more fun than I should probably be legal.
That's fair enough. That's a good way to live. I think fun is important. Listen, let's talk about the symposium. And by the way, this is happening in Austin at the Convention Center. Why don't you give us a little background on kind of the details of this symposium, the dates, the times, and also if people can still attend, if they haven't planned to, or if they can manage to get to Austin.
Boy, anybody who would like to come, we'd sure welcome them. We're going to have over 500 delegates here, people from all over the country, as Pam mentioned, even internationally. Austin was chosen because it has such a strong trail system, part of its infrastructure. We're looking out of our hotel here right on Town Lake, seeing several trails within it visually from right here, and yet there's a cityscape right behind that, so it's really part of the, and you see people jogging, you see people walking with baby carriages. The trail is a real major part of how people live their lives here in Austin.
Isn't that great? I mean, it really helps to define a community.
It does, and we think it makes that feeling of outdoor part of the lifestyle of the people here.
Now, if people wanted to find out more about the symposium and also AmericanTrails.org, help us learn.
Well, our website would be a great place to get some basic information. Go on AmericanTrails.org and find out about this symposium as well. We're going to have about 80 concurrent sessions here of all the cutting-edge stuff related to trails. And a lot of that will be posted on our site afterwards, and people could get a real feel for what the symposium is and how much breadth and interesting sessions we have. And in addition, they could find out about American Trails and what our role is and goal. It's really the most extensive trail-related site on the Internet, I'm sure.
Now let's talk about some of the highlights of the symposium. You have, it's kind of three elements. You have speakers, you have exhibitors, and then of course you have the public. So let's talk about some of the interesting speakers who are going to be there.
Well, one of the closing speaker is somebody that people will recognize the name real quickly. It's Lance Armstrong's mother, Linda Armstrong Kelly, is going to be speaking and talking about Lance Armstrong in a way we kind of think of him as a trail person, in that he has made bicycling so popular, and bicycling is a big part of trail using, the trail using community. And we've got many people from the federal agencies coming. We've got I guess I could pull out the program here and, and mention some names if you want me to.
No, that's okay. Actually, what I guess I'm leading up to is that this is an opportunity for people from all of the various aspects of trails, from those who develop them, from the multiple users, and all the various forms of transportation, and people who are concerned and activists, and you're all meeting there to really look at the future of trails.
You got it. That's exactly right. I mean, people like Dale Bosworth from the Forest Service are going to be here. Fran Manella from the National Park Service. We're going to have speakers that represent a cross-section of all of those that you mentioned. Health is a big aspect now of trail interest. I think people are discovering that trails in the inner city, for example, or in any urban area, help to develop a more healthy lifestyle. And, you know, people out using the trails are less likely to be obese, and they're going to have, a more positive outlook on the world as they use the trails.
It's a great opportunity for people to gain health and spirit, a good spirit and the state of mind by just getting out onto the trails on a regular basis.
Right. And it's an appreciation for nature. I mean, a lot of the trails have historic significance. For example, the Lewis and Clark Trail now is being celebrated. And, you know, it opens people to an understanding of this really incredible time in our past that was so important to the way America developed. So we think of our symposiums as an opportunity to connect back into those kinds of events.
You know, one of the amazing things is the fact that trails are virtually everywhere. We kind of take them for granted. We certainly are familiar with the grand trails, for example, like the Lewis and Clark Trail and others. But really, some of the most important trails are the ones that no one ever really pays much attention to except those who use them.
That's really true. I mean, all of us have our favorite trails that we go walking on, or we go bicycling on, or riding our horse on, or riding our motorcycle on. And all of these different interests and possibilities for trail use are celebrated here.
Now, I'm just curious, in terms of your exhibitors, is there anything that's caught your eye that you find interesting or that you tend to be drawn to?
Our exhibit hall would blow your mind. There are bridges inside the exhibit hall. There are walkways of special stabilizing material. There are tents showing hikers' equipment. Everything you could possibly imagine in the exhibit hall is there. This is probably the best exhibit hall I've ever seen. It's pretty amazing.
Well,
and that alone would be worth the price of admission.
I tell you what, those are some of the most amazing places. Go with a little pocket full of change, because oftentimes you can actually buy wonderful books and guides and,
yes,
and gear at the event itself.
You're right. And I would mention, by the way, that our website has a great bibliography of trail-related literature, and there's really a growing body out there. A lot of courses in colleges, believe it or not, are being centered around the trail development movement. The trail planner for our program here, the program director is a teacher at a college, and He has a whole curriculum built around trails, which is pretty amazing, I think.
What do you think is accounting for this emergence of trails as such a mainstream part of our lives?
I think it's a balance to urbanization, to the more busy lifestyle that we all have. It connects us back to our own sense of who we are as people. It's so easy to kind of lose that in the hurly-burly of urban existence. And trails are sort of a part of that movement and that awareness.
Now, in terms of, I know you're still very much involved in trails. What are you seeing as some of the new trends in trails?
Well, one of the things that I've been working on in the last few years is trails in new developments, new home developments. Cities and other entities where new developments are occurring are often requiring that they build a trail as part of the development of new homes. Especially, I work in Southern California, and it's in back a lot of the communities back into the foothills of the mountains there, and those hillside areas are prime candidates for developing trail systems that connect into those neighborhoods. And then often you find them connecting to other trails that allow you to move through the urban area without necessarily driving a car and riding on a freeway. You can find a trail system that I've built parts of not only the Pacific Crest Trail, which allows you to walk all the way from Canada to Mexico, but a lot of connector trails into that, which would allow you theoretically to leave your home in Orange, California, and connect to a Santa Ana River Trail, for example, which would get you to the Pacific Crest Trail. So you may not do that, but the fact that you could is, I think, a great statement to people about the opportunity to connect with nature no matter where you live.
Roger, why don't you let people know, because I think a lot of people may just decide to go ahead and have some fun and head off to Austin, which is a great city all by itself. I've spent time in Austin. It's a beautiful place.
It is.
Why don't you tell people how they can attend if they should want, maybe a phone number or whatever you're here to share.
A phone number. Pam, do we have a phone number for people they could call if they wanted to come to the conference?
I put you on the spot here, didn't I?
530-547-2060.
Call
that number and they could register and we'd get them here in a heartbeat.
What a great way to end this show with a phone number. Listen, it's been great. Pam, thank you so much. And Roger Bell, thanks for being here. We're going to continue our discussion of the National Trail Symposium when we return here on the Wild Side News.
Thank you.